Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you've had a busy spring. Tell us about some of the activities you've been involved with.
Absolutely. We recently participated in the Oklahoma Memorial Marathon at the Cox Center. This is a great event for us. It attracts up to 25,000 participants every year who come to the trade show to pick up their race packets and then spend their time perusing the booths. For the Oklahoma Beef Council, it provides us that opportunity to share recipes and nutrition information to this very important group of food and health involved consumers. We also promoted the Team Beef program to encourage runners to sign up for it.
And also the spring at the Oklahoma FFA Convention, the Beef Council awarding money to many FFA members who've gone through the Masters of Beef Advocacy program.
This year, Oklahoma FFA blew through their goal of 750, and we had more than 1,000 students receive their Masters of Beef Advocacy certification. Makes Oklahoma the leading state in the nation.
Learn more about what the Oklahoma Beef Council is up to by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
The cattle markets did close higher today, quite strong in everything but the May feeder cattle. We did have what they call a key reversal in the August feeders and then June live cattle and most of the cattle contracts here. August feeders traded as low as 140.50, of course, which was a new contract low, before closing up $1.17 at 143.45. If you look for some technical areas here, both in feeder cattle and live cattle, the 20-day moving average is also near the 38.2% retracement, which in August feeders is 148.33, which is really only $5 higher than where the August feeders closed today. And then on the June live cattle, it's about 114.25, which is also near the 114.20 day moving average, which is only $4 higher, $3.60 or so higher than where the market closed today. So we are within striking distance of some pretty key retracement and moving average levels. Now the feeder cattle index has been coming off pretty hard from the high of about 146 back on April 18th to its current price of 132.43, down $2.38. And that goes along with the cash market this week of from 115 to 117, which is significantly lower than last week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
OSU has a brand new addition to its world-class wheat variety lineup. It's Stardust, a hard white variety truly suited for north central Oklahoma and south central Kansas. Stardust is another OSU graze and grain variety that has a sprout resistance and disease package that's equivalent to many hard red winter varieties. It offers medium early maturity, good resistance to stripe rust, and excellent straw strength. Stardust also offers good milling and baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Stardust, log on to okgenetics.com.
Today continued a short covering rally for grains. We had wheat up 17 to 19 cents with Kansas City closing up 17 at $4.19. That did not go through yesterday's highs, but it was quite strong here. Corn ended up 8 to 10 cents higher with July being the strongest month at 379 and 3 quarters, up 10 and a quarter. And then beans were the weakest of the grains here, up 5.5 cents. Ideas that ongoing wet weather forecasted, kind of spotty rainfalls across the Midwest is going to delay planting even more. Last week, 30% planted, or normally we're 65% planted on corn, suggests that either they're going to go to preventive planting or switch to soybeans. Either one of those two. Now, the USDA currently has 92.7 or 92.8 million acres of corn planted, which just does not seem attainable at this point. And they also have trend line yields estimates of 176 bushels an acre. So there is a chance, and some analysts see that up to a billion bushels that the USDA projects is almost impossible at this point. So time will tell. The markets seem to think that here as we have the short covering rally. Outside markets, the crude oil currently up about $1 a barrel. Natural gas is up about 3 cents. The Dow Jones up 200 points. So overall, we're just having a really good, strong day across all markets. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.